Shoe. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the House. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Breaker, rubber ducky. This is Foxtrot, Jacob, fucking Brandon. What's up, Soli Soul? You know, over and out.
You guys don't get a view of what happens behind the scenes, but it was a monumental effort to get the show on the road today. But we got it done this week. Happy Left Pandering Month. Anybody? February, Black History Month? Yeah, I know. All right. So have you guys heard about the Canadian trucker convoy happening
right
now?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. God bless
Hell
those
yes.
truckers.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the craze has caught the world's attention. The fringe minority is making their voice heard. And it's beautiful to watch. We're going to cover that. Also, the legacy media continues its downward spiral this week from Whoopi Goldberg to Jeff Zucker.
Fuck her.
We'll fill you in on how the left is eating their own. You know how they say, get woke, go broke. Or as Trump put it, everything woke turns to shit. Mm-hmm. Stick around, folks. We got a great episode for you. And we got some guests with us. They came to help out Tim, I think. But we're going to cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
All right, well, everybody, we got a few guests in the house right now. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Isaura.
Status over here.
What up? So, what brings you guys to the Salty Lab today?
A Chevy.
No. You gotta say right. A Chevy.
I heard there was a Chevy.
Oh shit.
Uh oh.
So what brings you guys here?
No, I'm here, you know, to talk about what's happening in Canada. I'm a real big fan of you guys. And
guys, we have fans.
That's the first tip. Tim's excited to have some fans.
And what's up, Carlos, man? What brings you here?
Well, I'm really interested on the generational topic.
Okay.
Generations.
I believe that the way that you guys live your generation in this country is way different than the way that I lived it on my country.
So where are you from?
I'm Cuban.
You're Cuban. Okay. Yeah. So how long you been in? How long you been in the States?
6 years.
6 years. So
as an adult.
So were you able to? Did you have to flee?
Hold on.
No. I'm just asking.
Hey, Carlos, I got a question. Diaz Canel Singao.
Yes.
Fuck the regiment, right?
That's what I'm saying.
The first episode that I heard from you guys was the one that you guys talk about Cuba and everything that is going on over there, and I loved it. I was like, this guy got it like right 100%.
That's awesome.
So I appreciate that.
You know, it's funny. Me and Tim, we did the whole East Coast road trip. We went down from Maine to Miami, and we ended up in Miami. And this is Tim's own worst, you know, because we had a cab guy, Cuban guy, very very energetic. He's very outgoing and very vocal. And, we were there with a buddy of ours, and the guy was very vocal. And was this during this was during Trump this was during Trump.
Yeah, it was during Trump. He hated Obama. He fucking hated Obama.
It was September of 2018 because you guys met us in Orlando.
I mean, he was going off on Obama, and our buddy, you know, he was a big Obama fan and everything, hated Trump. And he's like, man, Obama, he's like, I heard this in my country. You don't understand. When they said, we're going for change and this and that and use your voice, he's like, how do you think communism has? And he was like, getting mad at him. He's like, you don't get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're going to get into this further, but like, you know, people don't understand. Everybody talks shit and they say, oh, America's fucking this. America's that. Go somewhere else. No, not Sweden, not Denmark. Go to a place that you think that America should be. Go to Cuba, go to Vietnam, go to China. Right now, you got Nancy Pelosi begging athletes not to say anything bad about China while they're over there.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting, number one, but the fact that you have to do that. If we say we're freedom of democracy and China's an quote unquote ally, you know, we kiss their ass with everything. all of a sudden you can't say shit. If they're the People's Republic, right? Shouldn't the People's Republic be able to say shit? You know? Oh, no, because it's communism. That's real shit right there.
Yep.
Exactly. And these fuckers in this country have no idea. And that's what they think is good. Fucking crazy.
So, you know, welcome to the episode, guys. I'm glad you guys came.
Thank you.
And we're going to get into it. So let's first talk about the trucker issue. And the segment, I'm gonna call it the honkening, the truck it. So the Canadian Trucker Freedom Convoy, the mainstream media, as we know, isn't covering this. Not as much as they were covering the BLM, all that bullshit. So they're not covering this, folks. But the world is watching, okay? And that statement is only made possible because of the times that we are living in. We are in what we call the age of social media, right? The legacy media right now has become irrelevant. Tim quoted or wrote something. Did you post it? I don't know what you did, but you posted something that said the revolution will not be televised. And I love it. And
I texted you. Didn't text me back. I was very upset about it.
My bad. So the revolution.
Didn't text me back.
The revolution will not be televised. I love that quote, but I'm going to add to it. And I'm going to say it'll be tweeted. It'll be TikToked. It'll be FaceTime. It'll be Telegram. It'll be YouTube, and it's going to be Rumbled, and it's going to be WhatsApp, and it's going to be Gettered. It's going to be all over.
Is it,
folks? It is.
Is it going to be YouTube and Twitter, or are they going to try to suppress it they do everything else?
They won't win.
So real quick, as you get into this, and we talk about, you know, the new country of Truckistan, that's our friendly ally to the north. Rebel News got on the ground right away. And they Rebel News has been covering this from Australia lockdowns to Canadian lockdowns. And they've been very vocal because Trudeau has it out for them because they're the only media group that doesn't take government funding. Right. So all the news outlets in Canada get money from Trudeau.
So Rebel Media is Canadian.
Right.
Okay.
And so they don't take money from them. So Trudeau's been trying to shut them down, and they've been suing them all through lockdowns and winning, you know, for censorship and for this.
Okay, so Rebel Media has been suing the Canadian government and winning. Okay.
So when this trucker convoy was announced that this was going to happen, they got on the ground quick because they knew what they were going to do. They, you know, with the blockades and everything. So they've been on the ground from day one. So they've been filming this. So when people are trying to spin shit, they're like, no, motherfuckers. We got all this video here. They got drones. They got choppers.
This started on the west coast of Canada or the east coast?
I believe Ottawa? The west.
The west coast.
Ottawa.
They're headed to Ottawa.
Ottawa's on the east.
Northeast.
So they started in the west.
Yeah.
Started west and they drove across.
All right. So did Rebel Media hop on the on the west coast? So they've
been there the whole time filming this. So every step of the way, which we're going to get into.
Oh, yeah. And I know a lot of people have been following what's been happening, and we're kind of jumping the gun here. And I kind of want to lay the groundwork. How did we get here? What is happening that has led us to where we're at? Right. And Canada, very similar to a lot of the Western countries, is slowly marching towards this totalitarian. They're flirting with totalitarianism. That's what's led here. But so what happened? The Canadian president, Justin Trudeau, issued a decree or a mandate forcing that any trucker crossing that U.S.-Canadian border had to be quarantined for days, right? After each crossing. And
what?
Yes, dude. And on top of the whole demanding that they get vaccinated. So now what I want to do is I'm going to read to you the story, a part of this, because again, I'm reporting what we're kind of, and then we're going to talk about what we feel about everything that's happening. So let me read from the story from the Bastion of Truth, the BBC. Okay. And let me see if I can pull up the article here for you.
Is that a
while you're pulling that up?
That's a technical term.
Well, you're talking about how they're flirting with totalitarianism. Yeah. They are full on socialist, moving towards the communist side, because we have families that are here in Phoenix. They're snowbirds. And I work very closely with some of them, and they were showing me their vaccine passports, how they're on the phone as a QR code. I mean, we talked touched a little bit about this on last weekend, and they said, if you don't think that we're not a socialist communist country, then you aren't paying attention. They cannot go anywhere without their QR vaccine code and their driver's license, and both get scanned and checked with the country's main databases. And that's our, that's like, so flirting with totalitarian bullshit. They're
not flirting anymore. They're filling her up.
And that's, and so these, to what these, to your point of what these truckers are doing is
disgusting.
Like, they're the first to take a stance to say, hey, kiss my ass, man.
God bless them. God bless them.
Yeah. So let me read from the story. And then, like I said, we'll jump into everything. I know you guys, but a lot of times I feel we need to, let's lay the groundwork, guys. All right. So
yes.
And so this is, again, the BBC Bastion of Truth. It's been dubbed the Freedom Convoy, and it's got the country talking. The movement was sparked by a vaccine mandate for truckers, upset with the new measures that would require unvaccinated Canadian truckers crossing the two nations boundary to quarantine. Okay. Now, let me skip ahead to this article, because this is the part that I want to get to. The convoy has been peaceful as it passed through the Canadian towns and cities. This is, again, the BBC reporting this. And Ottawa police have said they're in, you know, pretty much being peaceful. They're being cooperative. Nobody's, you know, being crazy. But then they added this, the BBC added this. But the police say that they are concerned about how the convoy has attracted extremist rhetoric. And some far right groups have suggested they might also attend the convoy in Ottawa. And then I'm going to add this here, this little portion again. We're going to talk about this. Canadians are broadly supportive of vaccine mandates. Over 80% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated. And Mr. Trudeau this week denounced the convoy and its supporters as a, quote, small fringe minority. Okay. So this is how the news media is painting it. They're peaceful, but they could be dangerous because there are going to be some crazy right wingers and some crazy racists joining them. But this is not, you know, we shouldn't even pay attention to this because 80% of the country supports this and only a fringe are making the ruckus. Again, this is how the BBC reported it. However, if you look at all the videos, and I follow this, guys, I follow politics all week for your benefit, you know, for those who don't have time to, I'm reading all these articles, I'm watching all these videos, hours of video. I haven't seen one racist comment. In fact, I've seen the opposite. Two, small fringe minority. Anybody? Tim was sending us tons of videos of this shit, and I'm watching. I'm like, this is not small.
They shut down Ottawa. They shut down the city. I mean, they took over the city. That's not small fringe, dude. And that's just Ottawa.
Yeah.
And that's it's the trucks and the supporters. That's just Ottawa. Yeah. They did clear out one section so people can get in and out. So they're like, oh, you see, it's clearing up. They're like, no, bitch. We all went to the other side just so that. But
I also love how they say 80% of them are in support of these vaccine mandates. No. Just because 80% of your population has the vaccines, they have them so they can live, you motherfuckers. That's why they have them. Like the truckers even said, just because we're vaccinated does not mean that we believe that you can take our rights of choosing away. Yeah. We're doing this so we can still live our lives. The same thing with the Canadians down here that I visit with. They're like, yeah, we have our vaccines because that's the only way for us to travel and live. So we had to get them done, but we stand with those that are saying, no, don't force this on us.
Let me ask a question to our guest here, Carlos. I'm going to ask a question. How long did you live in Cuba? Did you live in Cuba or were you raised here?
20 years.
Okay. There. So let me ask you a question. And obviously I'm not trying to persuade you anyway. I have an idea of how you're going to answer, but my question is, how do you feel about a government that feels overly concerned about your health? What is your reaction to that? Do you trust the government like that?
I think that it shows the way that they try to handle everything and they try to control everything, because it's not the same to be concerned about your citizens' health. It's also about how are you handling. Because in my country, they make you at a point, like even as a student, in elementary school, they will make me get vaccines that apparently they were for, like, I don't know how to say, like, correctly, tetanus.
In Espanol?
Tetanus?
Oh, tetanus.
Yeah, that one. Tetanus shot. Then, yep. exactly, and the flu, but you didn't even know what kind of stuff you were putting in your body. Mm. And this is the stuff that they were using on us since I was from elementary to middle school, high school, college. And now here, the way that I see it, that everything that is going on so far, like, it's crazy. Like, in my 6 years in this country, I have never seen America so, I'm going to say, so socially, so communist. It freaks me out because I used to live in Cuba, and I know what that feels like. Not everybody see it coming, but come on, it's 2022. Wake up, come on, we are at a point that
you make a great point.
Communists rewrite history,
because and I always tell these guys these things, and I'm glad you're here to reinforce what I'm saying, what I say. Which is this? See, my family fled. We fled from Guatemala. There was a movement in Central America and in Cuba and that part of the world, led by Fidel Castro and Che Guevara and all these fools. And the idea was, hey, the Yankee is they're taking advantage of our lands. They're taking and the reason we're poor is because of the Yankee, and we got to abolish that and blah blah blah. And we're going to bring freedom to the people.
That's their speech all the time.
All the time. And my mom always said, these people, the way that they talk is very similar to what your dad, because my dad was, used to listen to Che Guevara on the radio, and he was like, oh, he's a, and my mom was like, he very much like how they used to talk. And so a lot of Latinos, especially Latinos who have fled communist countries, when they come to the United States, when they come to the United States and they hear the rhetoric, they hear how the left talks, they recognize it. And they say, this is how the leftists who have our countries in shitholes, this is how they talk. And people buy that. And we think in the United States that we're immune to that. And no, that would never happen here. It's not going to happen all of a sudden. But there's a path. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, but it starts with one step, folks. And we're running towards that shit.
Oh, we're on the last lap. We're at the point, if we don't stop it now,
mile marker 25 of the marathon.
Yeah, we're at the final marker. If we don't stop it now, it's a wrap. It's going to run through. It's either we stop and fight. And when I say fight, like, you got to get in people's faces sometimes, when they're saying, oh, you're fuck you, you communist piece of shit. You know what I mean? Because then the minute you get in their face and call them that, they back off because they're not used to it. See, the problem is with all this Trudeau, and it brings it back to the Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
Up until now, nobody looked at Justin Trudeau and said, fuck you. These truckers are saying, fuck you and fuck your mandates because... Here's the deal. This is what really freaked out the truckers. They all were vaccinated. A lot of them were vaccinated. One of them, and the leader, one of the big organizers, where his final line was, he was going back and forth, right? And he was hitting the checkpoint. He was going through the border, and he had his license and his papers out. And he went to go show the agent. The guy's like, no. He's like, whoa, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah. We were alerted as soon as you were within like 15 kilometers. Like, oh, yeah, we got alerted that your truck, you were coming up. He's like, whoa. He's like, yeah, your phone told us everything.
Yep.
And they were like, whoa. And they were like, that right there is where they were like, dude, that's China. That's the fucking social credit score.
It's so scary.
We're there.
And again, this guy, Justin Trudeau, he was one of, back in the day, he was one of the top six or top eight of the young cucks of the fucking World Economic Forum that's controlled by Klaus Schwab, right? And I know it sounds conspiracy theory, but we're watching it happen in real time. It's not conspiracy no more.
We will have an episode on that, by the way. We will.
100%.
Yeah.
But what's very important of this, besides Trudeau being a cuck and people getting in his face, is that his second in command is also on the board of the World Economic Forum. So Klaus Schwab has already said, he brags about infiltrating all these governments around the board. He's like, we've got their cabinet, so we control these countries. As much as people vote, he's like, we got these people. So Trudeau has been getting away with everything.
Tim, doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes.
Oh yeah,
Joe Biden. Oh yeah, 2021.
You said that way too softly.
So that was the final straw. So Trudeau, he comes out when, oh wow, this wasn't a weekend thing. This wasn't a day thing. Wow, they shut the country down and they're turning the country
down, at least.
No, they Alberta. They shut down all the borders, dude. Like,
oh okay. Okay,
I mean,
okay.
This is beyond Ottawa. This is beyond Ottawa.
So what are they doing at the borders?
They park their trucks on it and motherfuckers, one lane is open, wow. So people can get in. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh yeah. No.
I love these guys. I'm going to buy them a beer. Come down to Arizona. I'm going to buy you all a beer.
No, but every yes. border now. So right now they took over. They just set up and blocked the Michigan Toronto border.
Okay.
That's great. Being blocked. Yeah. There's another one.
Shut it down.
I just saw a video that Sobek posted of people on there. They're actually building a Chaz now, but because the farmers,
wait, what?
Remember Chaz in Seattle?
Yeah, I know what Chaz is.
They're actually building like out of wood. You know what I mean? Because they're farmers and truckers, so they're blue. They know how to use their hands.
They know how to make shit.
Building like actual shit.
Do it.
Yeah. But anyway,
okay. This is in Ottawa.
No, in the other places.
Oh, okay, all right.
So let me get back to the original thing here. Trudeau is not used to being challenged.
Oh yeah,
he's been saying, "Pretty boy, we got to do the science and." If you don't follow science, you're racist. And up till now, everybody
Who's science? Traditional science, the new science.
Science. Let's talk science.
They all say the same thing. Okay. So now finally people are stepping up. And within this week of the mandates and everything, the approval rating of vaccine mandates has dropped like 15%. You know what I mean? It's dropped 15%.
Across the world or just
in Canada?
In Canada.
Because people are like, because they're starting to see.
I would assume that's affecting other countries as well, right?
Well, now it is.
We're going to talk about that.
We're going to get into that.
All right.
But the true essence of a communist dictator or any kind of dictator, the people never stand up, right? They get overturned. Mm-hmm. They go into all these countries, they take it over. And then it's too late. They hit their breaking point where it's pretty much too late. And this is the final, stand. And they're winning.
Yeah.
They are winning because in two provinces right now, they're actually discussing about dropping all the mandates.
I thought they dropped them already.
No, that's in
Europe. Canada.
Canada.
No, Japan and
No. I heard that
Denmark, Sweden. Norway,
I heard that Trudeau.
No.
Collapsed or
no.
Not yet.
No. Capitulated.
Not yet.
Well, some of the PMs in the other provinces are saying, you know what? We're going to probably start dropping them because we're done.
Yeah.
This is disrupting everything.
Yeah, you know, and it should, because you're fucking with everyone's lives.
But it can't stop until it's done.
I'm going to say this. Right. So to your point, Tim, because see, the left has a tendency where they always warn you about the right. They say, oh, they're going to start legislating morality. You're not going to be able to, they're against the gay. This is how they've won so much territory. And they use scare tactics to convince you that to vote against conservatives and towards Marxism is the only way to go. But see, our country was founded on religious principles by people who were very religious. And what did it do? It produced the freest, most prosperous nation in the history of the world. And what has the left produced? What have they produced, folks? We know what they have because it's been tested all over the world. It's been tested all over Latin America. It's been tested in Eastern Europe. It's been tested in Asian countries. Hundreds of millions of deaths because they refused to be subjects to the will of those who were enlightened, the scientists. And I always say this, folks, the Germans had scientists. The Russians had scientists who agreed with the government. So don't buy this bullshit that they try to sell you that, oh, no, you're anti-science. Fuck you. I'm pro-freedom. So what happens, to your point, Tim? So right in time for, the convoy to arrive, Ottawa, where I believe Ottawa is the capital, right? Because that's where Trudeau was supposed to be.
Yes.
So
Parliament Hill, Dave.
Conveniently, this motherfucker gets COVID. I don't think he had COVID. I can bet.
Trudeau?
He gets COVID. So he goes into hiding.
Wasn't he triple vaxxed? Triple vaxxed and stabbed four times.
Exactly.
Wearing a mask everywhere he went. How did he get COVID? Wait a minute. Saul, I'm confused. How did he get COVID? He's got a mask. He's got vaccinations. How did he get it?
So what does he do? He goes into hiding for a few days, right? And he comes out for a little bit. Obviously he wasn't wearing a mask because, stop the spread. Anybody? But he comes out to address the protesters, and I'm going to play this video so you can hear what he says. And it's disgusting the way that this guy, the tactics, but these are leftist tactics, folks. They're going to always use this shit. You got to be prepared. You got to know what's coming. So I'm going to play this video for you guys. And it's about a minute and so, but I listen to it. Okay. Listen to what he says and listen to how he talks about the convoy. Now, before I play this, I'm going to preface this with what he did. 2 years ago, during the whole BLM riots, this motherfucker meets with those with the rioters. He meets with them.
Took a knee.
Yeah, and he's like, "Well,
he's a pussy.
We need to understand. You know, we need to." Oh, and so now the truckers are wanting to meet with him. He gets sick. He goes into hiding. Comes out only to say this. Listen to what he says.
I know you're wondering about what you saw in our capital city this weekend. As my friend Erwin Kotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy. But Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not. It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer. Over the past few days, Canadians were shocked and frankly disgusted by the behavior displayed by some people protesting in our nation's capital. I want to be very clear. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal.
He's just bullshit. Okay, so
I can't listen to this.
Wait.
You have to listen to it. And the reason you have to listen to it is because you have to know their fucking lies, dude.
No. I'm just saying I can't listen to this voice. I want to like jump to the TV and punch him in the face.
I'm going to say this to Jeremy before you go on, because the reason I play this is, again, I think people need to hear the people who listen to him and only listen to him and only listen to leftist news like CNN, MSNBC and all that bullshit. You would think, based on what he said, he's like, oh, the racist imagery, the actions. Folks, I've watched vandalism. Hours. I've watched hours of this. I can tell you that I didn't see any vandalism. I didn't see any racist, heard any racial epithets. I didn't see any racist flags. I didn't. So the fact that I did. Now, what did BLM? You only had to open up your social media or turn on the TV to see cities burning, folks. And this cuck fucking met with those motherfuckers. I'm going to call it that because they fucking burned cities. Okay.
They burned Toronto. They threw statues down in Canada.
Yeah. So now the image that he's painting, you would think he's talking about BLM. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It's been the most peaceful protest. If anything, it's an inconvenience for the people who are there because it's a bunch of trucks honking. Okay, sure. But you're talking about cities burning compared to this? He's a fucking liar. Now, folks, if he lies about this, he's lying about COVID. And so then you have to ask yourself, what is the motive? What is the objective? What is their goal?
This is what they're getting him on, right? They had a photo op, basically. They had one asshole running around with a fucking Confederate flag inside of all these Canadians. Totally out of character of the whole protest, right? Totally out of protest. And the camera guy, when they caught they got the still frame of it, they zoomed in. You know who it was? It was the fucking goddamn guy that takes all Justin Trudeau's photos. So they were like, "Hey, is this you?" And then so they had their photo op, so they can do that. And then the other one was, and it was a perfectly creased flag, so it just came out of the package. Okay,
sure.
Right. Then there was another one. They were walking up some steps and they had the Nazi flag. And it was one or two people with it in the sea of everybody. And again, perfect photo op. So like with a gang of people and they were just like with the flag. So they were like, that's what the media harped on. So that's his statement. Racist, homophobes and white Nazi, white nationalism. So they were using this. So it was basically like their fence. It was like their Mounties. The RCMP is like the equivalent of like the FBI and all that. So they.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So apparently. And what happened was, and this is why it's very important that rebel media was there. They caught the people. They went right up to the guy with the Confederate flag. He was glasses and a mask. Okay, you're not a trucker. You know what I'm saying? You're a plant. And they said, you need to get out of here. You don't belong here. This is not what we're about. Get the hell out of here. So they chased that guy out. See, that's what the media is not talking about.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Nazis. They found him. They got him out of there. Because they said, you're not going to ruin this. This is not what we're about. So
they learned from they learned from January 6th. Right. So, they learned from January 6th.
But the media took those two images and said, see, this is this is the right wing. This is the alt-right. This is a neo-Nazi parade. It's not about mandates. So they were able to use like January 6th. They tried this January 6th in this thing and they got caught because media was on the ground and everybody had their cameras out with all this shit. Fool me once, shame on you. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. They ain't fooling us twice.
Great, great. I'm glad that they stood up and figured it out and said, get out of here.
So they called them a fringe minority, right? The truckers. The left has been calling them that all day in Trudeau. But the conservatives in Canada have kind of been sticking together and they went after him. In Parliament, they attacked him. And so now he's under constant pressure and he's getting called out for the hypocrisy because, hey, you met with BLM. They burned cities, right? And after realizing that this isn't going to end, the truckers are there for a while. They collected $9 million in days, folks, that now GoFundMe is trying to stop.
And we need to sue the hell out of GoFundMe, too.
Exactly. So after being pressured by his own party, right, Trudeau, he's being pressured to meet with the truckers. Just meet with them. He comes out and he admits that, hey, I only meet people or with groups that I align with. He said it, his own words. He's like, yeah, I don't like this ideology. I'm not going to meet with them. Aren't you a president of the people? Which means that you're going to represent people who you disagree with.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Right. He's just to clarify, he's not president. He's prime minister.
Equivalent to the
same,
president.
Same bullshit.
Well, right. I just want to make sure that everyone understands. Right.
Like Tim was saying, there's a lot of weird shit happening, a lot of weirdos who are trying to circumvent the convoy. And one of the things I was watching there, some people were putting nails on the road to trying to stop them. Police were even put barricades. I saw videos. I think you sent that one, Tim. There was police put barricades to stop. And I think this was a convoy of farmers and truckers, but the people just went around. Did you guys see this video?
Yeah, the tractors went right through it.
Let me play this one because this one I think is worth watching.
I want to see this. I want to see.
I thought I sent it to you guys.
Truckers going through Luckett.
So again, they're the police had set up a barricade. So you see the police in the middle there, and they're just going around with their tractors. You'll see it right there. They can't stop this, dude. These cars are off road. You'll see it right now.
It looks like an interchange on a freeway, and the trucks basically just drive around in the dirt around the police blockade.
Yeah, right,
the farmers.
Yeah,
and now the tractors.
Oh yeah, the tractors. Oh my god,
this
awesome. Oh wow.
The people that you rely on to farm your food,
feed you, and
deliver your food, are on strike. You pissed off the wrong that small fringe. You pissed off. So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's great.
But this is what people don't realize.
Yeah,
the people haven't really. The people have joined, but the people really haven't joined in yet. See, you got the truckers creating this. You're building the support. The next thing is when everybody starts joining, right? Because people got to go to work. So now we're coming up on Friday, guys. This thing is going to be insane. One weekend of all these checkpoints and whatever, the border, you know, the border checks and all that. The minute you shut all this down and nobody can get in and out, oh, people are going to cave real quick.
So what I'm hearing Tim say is road trip to Canada.
I'm there. All right, so hold on.
We'll swing by PA and pick you up, Saul.
but seriously.
Let's do it.
Once the people join, and this is what I was talking to my buddy about earlier today. I said, you guys, if anybody picks anything up from this, you can literally change the rules in New York in one day. Mm-hmm. Because you got to remember, New York, everybody, it's all islands, right? The only people that are safe technically are people in the Bronx because the only way to, you're already connected to Connecticut and all that. But all they have to do is they have to go to the Jersey side of the George Washington Bridge, park their trucks six deep, not move.
Yep.
Go on the Bronx side of the GW Bridge, shut that down. Go to the Long Island, go on the Long Island Expressway on the Manhattan side and on the Queens side, you boom, park your trucks right in front of the tunnel. You ain't getting in and out of that bitch, right? You go in the Brooklyn Bridge on both sides, shut down Manhattan in and out. You can shut it down to that. The only way into that city is through the subway, the trains, or through the 59th Street Bridge. And guess what? You can even shut that down on the BQE. So if they wanted to really end the mandates in New York City, shut that bitch down. Shut that bitch down. Now, if I'm a trucker and I don't want these mandates and shut that shit, even the people with their own cars, they can go shut that shit down.
Well, even to your point, dude, I think I gave a statistic a while ago and I completely forgot. So I might botch it, but it was a very small number of people who were the actual active participants in the Revolutionary War. I think it was 3%, maybe 6% the most of the population revolted. So it doesn't take a large portion of the population to revolt. It's a sliver of population that it can create change, to your point, Tim. Now, along those lines, that the movement is gaining momentum. I was watching a video, a police officer, he's being asked and he said, "Hey man, look, I support these guys." Well, and he didn't say support him, but no, I'll let you be the judge of whether or not he supports them. Let me show you this video. Oh, damn it. This one is actually police officers bringing food to the truckers. Let me see if I can find the other one. Hold on. But yeah, this one's actually cool. The police officers bringing food to the truckers. Do you think they're going to?
No.
Wow. They got like boxes and boxes of pizzas or whatever.
Oh, the Polish immigrants in Canada showed up. They started bringing kibbas. You know,
all this, right. It. Yeah.
So check this out. Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. This is how you know they're going to lose.
They have support, but the
Royal Mounted Police, right? With all the barricades in Alberta yesterday, they called up all the tow truck companies and said, "Hey, we need you guys to come in and we want to start towing these things." Said, "Sorry."
Yeah, the tow truck drivers are like, "No, we
all have COVID." No, we all have COVID. Well, they all called out and said we have COVID.
Right, and I've also heard that.
Let me show you the video. I have that video.
Oh, okay, you have the video.
Let me show you the video of the guy actually saying it of the calls he's getting. And he says,
hilarious.
"Oh God, if Instagram worked, or they might take." Oh, here we go.
"I've been contacted. My phone's been exploding in regards to the towing and recovery industry going down to the U.S. Canadian border at Coutts and being asked to remove the truckers and vehicles that are blocking the border due to the Freedom Rally. So my phone's been exploding. So I thought I best just get on here and hopefully somebody listens to what I'm going to say. I think this is what we need to say. Due to COVID, we have no available trucks." "Due to COVID,
amen.
We have no available personnel to help with your request." Yes.
We just need 2 weeks to curb the spread.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't end there, folks. I mean, I was watching videos and, some of these that Tim was sending me, again, a lot of people who are supporting this. I seen prominent YouTube people who are from Canada coming out, putting out videos saying, "Hey guys, look, I'm vaccinated. I'm triple vaxxed. My wife is triple vaxxed, but we're against these mandates." It's a movement that's happening. And I think that the whole, it's capturing the world.
Elon Musk tweeting about it in support, DeSantis came out yesterday and said, "Truck, yeah."
I love it. Oh, that's a shirt. Yeah. Truck, yeah.
Somebody did the math, and with all the money that they collected through GoFundMe and all these other funding sites, they were talking about how everybody who's out there right now, as far as food and all that, that the money they've collected could keep those people out there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Great.
And then you just sue GoFundMe for another double of whatever it is they're withholding and make that 4 years.
So, the truckers already said they have enough. With everything they have now, it's 4 years. They said, I heard four.
It's gone up. Yeah.
Whether it's two or four, it's enough to really do some shit.
Right. Yeah. Right. They're not going to need to be there that long.
Did you guys clearly, see that? I don't know if I sent this to you, but somebody caught a video of one of the fucking social justice warriors in fucking Ottawa coming down screaming
about sleeping
at Detroit. Yeah. He's like, this has got to stop. I'm losing my mind. I haven't slept in 5 days. And they go, get the fuck out of here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, and they were like, it's real easy. Get on our side. Join us.
It's frustrating a lot of people, obviously. And this is the thing. I mean, this is not comfortable. And you can't stay comfortable. And so, obviously, the police, they're getting desperate. And I was reading that the Ottawa police chief suggested that they bring in the military. Because according to him, they don't have enough personnel to quell the numbers. Don't. Yeah.
That's the same for every city in this country.
Wait, exactly. What military?
In the world.
I didn't think the Canadians had military.
They got military.
I did not think they had any kind of a significant military up there.
There are not enough police in any city in this country, and I would assume in the world, that can stop the people when they want something to happen.
Yes.
Right. If you want to stop people from getting to the city of Ottawa, if there's enough people behind you, there's not enough police to stop you from doing that.
Oh, we don't. Yeah, but defund the police. We don't need the police.
Just wait, what happens?
There's not enough. Yeah, yeah, let's defund those.
There's not enough. There's just not enough. You can't stop them. And we need to start doing that in this country.
Yeah. Oh, it's happening. So Facebook, and I'll let you get to your point, Heidi. They were working on creating a page for organizing a convoy to DC.
Okay.
They had 307,000 people on that page. Facebook yesterday shut it down.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fucking pussies.
Again, our ideas are popular, folks. Don't be discouraged. You're not alone. You listen to the show and you feel like, oh, well, my friend, bullshit. It's a lie. And the evidence is that this movement is catching momentum. I'm watching videos from the world. I was watching videos from Brazil where they want to start their own trucker movement. So these are moments that get etched in history. We're going to read about this later on. Oh, remember the trucker combo? We're going to talk about this. And if the polite Canadians have found the courage to practice civil disobedience, why can't the Bible-thumping, gun-toting, steak-eating, red-blooded American, why can't we, to your point, Jeremy, and I think we will. Because, see, a time is coming when true totalitarian is going to take hold of our country, of this beautiful country, and it's going to bring America to its knees. It will, folks. One day, America will fall into that darkness, that evil that will envelop everything. It's just a matter of time. But one thing that the truckers have made it clear is that it's not going to be this year, folks. This year we fight and we will fight like what's his name said. And it gives me hope. I like watching these videos of people, you know, getting together and saying, hey, and look, contrary to what Justin Trudeau said and wanted you to believe that, oh, there was ugly and there was people and what it's beautiful. Go watch those videos of people of all different races dancing and having fun. And having a great time. And so, you know, to your point, Jeremy and Tim, I think it's time that this movement comes to America, and it will. I think it will.
It's coming. It's coming. It's gearing up. The only reason why America, you know, everyone's like, oh, America needed to be the beacon for this and everything. The reason why I don't think America's been so crazy about it is we have the courts that have been on our side, right? You go down to Florida, Texas, Arizona, even though Texas was, you know, pretty draconian for a while, even Arizona to a degree. But you had the beacons of hope, you know, Georgia, South Dakota, you know, you had places to go. So if you didn't like New York, you can go down to Florida and like night and day. Mm-hmm. And we saw in the 2020 census, that's exactly what happened between killing all the people in the fucking nursing homes and then.
Thanks,
everybody,
Cuomo.
And then everybody fleeing those, you know, those draconian states to Florida, Arizona, and we got picked up some seats. I mean, we have the freedom still, right? So if you love mandates and you love New York and you love mandates, stay there. But even it's not working there. I mean, business is down all over the place. Fucking people posted, and I think I sent this to you guys, like all the restaurant, like for, like on Yelp, you know how they can track all the check-ins and all the wait times and stuff. Yeah. Even on OpenTable for reservations, every liberal City is down.
Yeah.
Miami up. Las Vegas is up because everybody went back to Vegas. Woohoo, party. Man, because
fuck Vegas.
But Vegas opened back up to a degree and whatnot. And it's Vegas, right? But all the, like, New York City down, Washington, D.C. down, Boston down. So you're seeing that their policies aren't working. And people are finally going, whoa, we're losing a lot of money here. Tourism is down because the crime is up.
Yeah,
your
yeah,
policies are killing, unless it's by design, and now it's almost too late for them.
But they're still not. I mean, we can apply the same concept to California and look at what they did there. So they're still not taking the stance to say, yeah, we're hurting. We're financially hurting, but we're still not changing to stand up against this tyranny.
The crime is changing in San Francisco. Well, no, you're seeing Asians. You're seeing Asians step up. Asians never fucking do shit. They never complain. They're going after fucking...
This is what you do. Stop me explaining for a second. Okay. So like you brought up the whole trucker movement and how the comment was made, how the US needs to do that. And we need to be stepping up. So it started with Southwest Airlines, right? They took a huge stance. Those pilots, there was nobody there to fucking back them up. Let's be real. There wasn't. In fact, we sat right here. And if you go back to the recording, I was like, you know what? I'll fly Southwest. I don't give a shit what the CEO says the policies are. The fact that the pilots and the stewards and the stewardesses, if you can even call them that anymore, we're standing up. I'm there. I'll support them in a heartbeat. In our own room right here, Tim's like, I'll never fly Southwest again. Fuck them. They shut down X amount of thousands of flights. And I'm like, wait, hold on. You just contradicted the, like, how hypocritical can you be? So where are our truck drivers? Where are our pilots? Where are our, like, we need to be piggybacking and gaining the ground on this. And people need to take a stance and take a step. At the same time, we're not seeing that yet. I'm hoping, I mean, we could talk all day long about how, well, we're seeing this little bit here and this little bit there, but it's not there yet. We're not doing it as a whole, as a society, for one. For two, we got to where we are today for what our conversation is going to be leading into here soon. Generations. For generations, the Red Party, I'm calling it the Red Party because I'm over this right and left shit. The right and the left are so fucking in bed with each other. It makes me sick. So the Red Party, the people that should have been continually standing up for constitutional rights and for what our country was founded on, the traditionals, and this goes for Democrats too. Y'all Democrats that are traditionalists, you're at fault just as much as the red. So the red and blue traditionalists that are out there, we just sat silently in the background going, oh, this will just write it out, work it out. It's going to work itself out, write it out. And it's generational. Now, here we are, the generation that's like, but we can't tie anything to you guys in the Generation X world. Well, we're not baby boomers. We're not millennials. We were talking about this before. It's going to lead into, well, we're the generation that, yeah, we don't have a label to say, oh, well, they're this or they're that. It's our turn. It's our turn. Mm-hmm. To make noise. It's our turn to take a stance. It's our turn to stand up for the God and country that we were born and raised into by our parents that went to Vietnam, by our grandparents that went to World War II, by our great grandparents that lived through the Great Depression and brought us to where we are today. Let's freaking take a stance and take our damn country back.
Yes. I love Drunk Heidi.
I'm not drunk yet.
She's on a roll.
You make great points, and nobody can nobody here mm-hmm. can disagree with you on that. One thing that I will mention though is that I think what makes it the uniqueness in America, and we've said this over and over on the show, and the reason it's challenging is because, see, whereas in Canada, the prime minister sets out a decree. It gets implemented nationwide. They don't. Their states' rights and state sovereignty is very different than the United States. In other words, you don't have a New York versus a Florida, where they're testing grounds. Right? New York can try their flirt with totalitarian and see what happens, and guess what? Lose a bunch of people to Florida. That's what's happening. And Florida can say, mm-hmm. "Hey, we're going to be completely open and none of this bullshit mandates." And so that's, again, the beauty and the uniqueness in America. And I think that's why we haven't reached that boiling point. I think, and maybe we missed an opportunity when the courts decided that they said, hey, you know what, Biden, you cannot mandate. And so therefore it's dead. And that gave people hope. And they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't have to worry about it anymore. But if that would have passed, I think a lot of people would have said, fuck this shit. You're not going to tell. Not that person sitting in fucking Washington, D.C. is not going to tell somebody out in freaking Texas, hey, you're going to do this. You got bullshit. Fuck you. No. So I think that's why it's an escape valve. The pressure doesn't build up long enough for people to feel how you feel, Heidi, and have that passion. I think some people who are living in states like California, they're like, you know what? Fuck California. I'm moving to Texas. And it ends there. And so there's not that.
We rely on the Supreme Court, right? That's our final, that's the challenge, right? And everybody was like, well, we have majority on the Supreme Court. This is very unconstitutional. Let's leave it. Let's do it the right way before we have to take matters into our own hand, basically. Like, not saying that, you know, I'm going to go fucking Leroy Jenkins on people, but, you know, then the protests and the walkouts. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's where conservatives do make the mistake is we play the long game. We let it go through the court. Let's not be the squeaky wheels. But the problem is, you look at, like, perfect example, Lindsey Graham this week. Trump's like, well, I'm probably, if I get back in 4 years, I'm a part of them. 5 years too late. You know, they already had their lives ruined, but whatever. Lindsey Graham, every single one of them should have the book thrown at them. Boy, like, are you listening to yourself?
Fucking moron.
Meemaws that walked into the fucking Capitol didn't do shit. Yes, we all say the ones that did do violence, yes, they deserve whatever punishment they get.
It was the FBI.
For walking it. Yeah, but the ones that then instigated with the cops, right? Look, people that do stupid shit deserve a punishment. But walking in when the cops are like, come on in.
You know what I say?
You're being waved in. It's not an insurrection.
If nobody for BLM got held,
well, yeah.
Nobody on the right should be held. Fuck them. I'm not even going to call for nobody on the right.
But that even goes back to what I was just saying. We have this happening right now. Where are the fucking Americans, the traditionalists on both sides? It's not just blue. It's not just red. But on both sides, those of us that are traditional Democrats, traditional Republicans, where are we to go and help these freaking people
Nobody wants to take a stance to help them.
We've got in another country, literally, just a few hundred miles, because a day's drive.
Freedoms, Heidi. They lost all their freedoms. And unfortunately, hey, can you grab me a beer, please? Unfortunately, in all these countries, one leader ruined everybody's life.
Yeah, exactly.
Here they tried doing the same thing, but because the state said, fuck you, and we had this beautiful thing of separation of, you know, federal power, state power, legislative branch, executive branch, and judicial branch at the federal, you know, at the, you know, civics for everybody. So we have all these things that, you know, not everybody loses freedoms because, mm-hmm. like DeSantis, fuck you. If you mandate anything, you're being fined. And company was like, oh shit, all right, cool. Everybody back to work, no mandates. Mm-hmm. And then OSHA was like this. And he's like, well, then we're just going to form our own OSHA and we're going to pull from you guys. Then the next state said, you know what, we're going to do the same thing. And people are like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, they're taking money out of it.
Right. Once you start hitting the federal government with pulling money away, now that you see, you step up to them again. Dictators, authoritarians, whatever the fuck you
bullies.
Want to call them, bullies. When you get in a bully's face and you punch that bully in the face, you might take a couple lickings from him, but you know what's going to happen next time? That bully ain't going to fuck with you no more, right? Because you stood up to him. When you stand up to these motherfuckers, they back down, mm-hmm. because they're the same guys. It's like a gang. When a gang's together, they will surround you and stomp on you. But you catch one of them by themselves and you fuck them up, they run like little bitches 99% of the time. Yeah, and that's fact. No, and that's fucking fact. That's
look, I'll say this about the Canadian Freedom Convoy, and then we'll move on to the next subject. As an American, it made me really proud to see that maple flag waving high. It's beautiful. And look, I'm gonna show you guys this this image that I think kind of summarizes to my point that I was making about how either peaceful, the nice, yeah, it's a, is that what you say? Goose? It's a goose?
Goose?
But it's the Gadsden flag, right? It's a
goose.
So you know,
don't tread on me.
Don't tread on me, right?
Yeah.
So it says, please leave me alone. It's the Canadian. Yeah.
Canadian <love it. laughs> because Canadians are so sweet about the way they ask. Yeah, but it's true. They are.
But think about it. For these Canadians to go to this level, you really rattle some fucking cages, mm-hmm. because like you said, Canadians are the, hey, oh,
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is more, even more of a reason why I get excited is because it's like, so where the hell is the great United States of America in helping these? Like,
Who do you think sending them a lot of this
money? I'm not just talking about with money. I think that we need to be taking a stance down here too. We need to stop the shit happening in New York. We need to stop the shit happening in California. It's a matter of DC, Washington, DC. You cannot even go fucking visit our own capital.
Unfortunately, the problem is in those areas, they want this. So doing that solves nothing. New York City, different. A lot of people in New York City do not want these mandates.
Okay, so let's go back to civil rights movement when we had to go to war because these states wanted slavery and these states didn't want slavery. At what point do we say, I don't give a shit if you think you want these as your states? We are taking a stance to say, no, the United States of America is this. Mm-hmm. And so we wait? We wait until it's half of the country? Do we wait until it's... And that's where I'm saying, how long until those of us that sit back and watch it all and go, oh, but it's just this state and it's just this state. So that didn't happen back during the civil rights movement.
I'll tell you what's happening right now. And this is why they want, partly, this is one of the reasons why they want to federalize elections, right? Because they know they're losing power. But all these states that have been locked down, the polling's there. The reason why they're going real hard with a lot of this shit, they know that they are in for a bloodbath. And what scares the shit out of them is, you know, these swing states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Colorado now, you know, that's why they're dropping all their mandates. Vegas, I mean, Nevada, big conservative movement. If this new populist movement takes over at the state level, this talks about, you know, doing stink, you know, where the states are going to start pulling back from the federal. They're going to start doing their own.
Like, it's what Jeremy was saying last week that you kept telling Jeremy. No. I'm like, yes.
But in this last week, you're seeing more and more people actually calling for it. So we'll see. Jeremy's on to something.
Here's the thing, Heidi. And again, to my point, I think the uniqueness in America is that there can be states who, if they want to try a little totalitarian and a little sample of communism, they can. But people vote with their feet and they're leaving those, you know, they're leaving those states and they are. All right. So let's move on to the next topic here. And I'm going to call this one the legacy media dying. And the first one we're going to start off with is the CNN dumpster fire that they are right now. So let me set it up and then we'll talk about it. So if you guys remember Andrew Cuomo, who? The governor of where was he from, Tim?
He's from Albany.
The great socialist state of New York.
So
your favorite state.
So being he was forced to step down, obviously, because what happened? Groping allegations. Surprise, surprise.
Dismissed all of them.
Yeah, exactly. So they just like, hey, dude, get out. And then, you know, we cover you. And that's exactly what happened. So domino effect. His brother, Chris Cuomo, turns out that he used his media contacts to help his brother out. So CNN finds out and they're like, you got to go, bro. So the brother gets fired. Okay. Well, when the brother got fired, according to Brian Stelter.
Well, the problem is Andrew Cuomo got fired and they fired Chris Cuomo and he wanted to burn it all down, according to my sources, that reliable sources. He's such a potato.
He's a dickhead.
Like when you listen to him, he's like, that's what it sounds like.
He was like, I'm going to bring this shit down with me. And he's doing just Brian that. Stelter. So now Jeff Zucker is now facing some sexual allegations that he was having sexual relations with his staff. And so
wait, go ahead. Who's Jeff Zucker? CNN anchor?
President
of CNN.
Yes.
So quick. So Cuomo, Fredo. Fredo?
Yeah. Andrew Cuomo.
No, what's his name?
No, hold on.
Fredo. So Fredo Cuomo is trying to take down CNN.
Right, but yes. Again, you gotta listen to the timeline. Andrew Cuomo.
No, yeah, I got it.
Gets fired. I mean, he resigns or whatever. He steps down. Chris, all the allegations came out. Zucker left him on. But then when it fully all came out, they interviewed him. They did everything and said, Chris, you're done. Chris was owed millions of dollars on his contract. So they were trying to say, you're not getting that. So he's like, oh, really? I'm not going to get my money. I'm going to bring it all down. And then as part of they brought in a independent law firm to investigate all this, to find out all the details of the Chris Cuomo stuff. And in doing that, that uncovered the affair Zucker was having with the chief. She was like a chief something officer that didn't report directly to him. She worked for NBC, but he's the one who lobbied to get her the job, whatever. And they didn't disclose it. So that's what they got him on. Having an affair was one thing. They didn't care about that. But because they didn't disclose that they were having an affair, even though apparently everybody in CNN knew they were having this affair, including Brian Stelter.
Well, this is just the surface of the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg. Right. People are saying that there's a lot more shit going on. Now, again, the same news network, and I posted this the other day because I saw it. I was like, this is freaking hilarious. So you guys remember Jeffrey Tobin or whatever the fuck his name is? Do you guys remember this guy? Do you remember what he did?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He got caught on a Zoom meeting masturbating.
Yeah. Yeah. So
was it a Zoom
meeting? Yeah.
So CNN is a fucking dumpster fire right now.
Let's just...
He literally grabbed a box of tissues and the lotion, stood in front and go like this.
He forgot he was on a Zoom meeting.
And you're like, Jeffrey, stop.
Is what his claim was.
He keeps going.
He finished.
What kind of meeting?
Oh,
all over the screen.
Meeting. It was a business meeting with
CNN.
CNN. Yeah.
With his coworker.
Yeah.
Oh my.
He was jacking off to one of his coworkers. Yeah.
But the best was you saw him pulling the tissues.
Yes.
It was like a joke. It was not a joke.
Yes. the point I want to make is that I think you're going to start seeing some of the other members of this clusterfuck start jumping ship. I think a lot of people are going to be like, this ship is going down, folks, and we got to get out before they come after us. And it's beautiful to watch. I think Candace Owens posted something about, who posted something about the beautiful justice, karma is such a beautiful thing to watch, because these cucks fucking, you know what I mean? Like they lie all the time. They were like basically the anti-Trump news network and but a poll recently came out, and this is, I love this poll, showing that Tucker Carlson is getting more views from Democrats than CNN gets on their entire fucking shows.
No, but here's
the thing. When are they going to shut the doors? Hold on.
But this is the important part of it. The 18 to 49 demographic, which is the key demographic for all TV, because that's where your advertisers come in.
Wait. There are 18-year-olds that are still watching.
But again, it's the demographic. So the demographic is 18 to 49. So it could be all 30-year-olds watching this. They're not.
I don't think it's 30. Range. I agree, and I disagree with it being 18 to.
No, but that's not me. That's the Nielsen rating.
Nielsen.
If you took an 18-year-old and a 39-year-old and asked them the same questions, you would get completely different answers.
It's not. I'm not even going. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about perfect. We've got two people here at our table, right? That are under the age of 40. Do you watch the like regular media? Do you have cable? Are you watching CNN, Fox, CBS?
No.
Okay. You don't even, do you have those cable channels at all?
No.
Where do you get your news from?
Are you streaming? Yeah. Where YouTube. Do you get your news? Okay. YouTube.
We go to TikTok. Google.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what about Carlos? That was at least born and raised in the US, even though you come from a family that migrated here. But Carlos migrated here. So Carlos, what are you using for your news?
At the moment, Google, TikTok.
Are you on Twitter at all? Or is it? No. Okay.
I have Twitter, but I'm not all the time. So.
Okay. So
I know Twitter is like really famous, but I don't know. Like we don't really use it.
Because Google still has a lot of that like libtard shit. It really does. Like I go, my Google pops up and I look at whatever they're posting. It's like, oh my God, because of, well, actually, cool, because of your enlightenment, honestly, Tim and Saul, I'm like, I know not to look at the Google stuff, or I look at it and then I go, oh, let me go really find out. DuckDuckGo is,
yeah. You say Google, you get your news from Google. Is that just the browser whenever you go to their news section?
No, Google has a news section.
Yeah, the news section. Yeah.
Yeah. They have very, very progressive socialistic.
I stopped using Google. I use Bing. Yeah. And Bing is horrible about that. Every time you go to Bing, it's all.
Yep.
Okay. It's all. They show the news, right? The homepage has a search button at the top, but then it's all the news. And I look through some of that stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this bullshit?
It's all great for the Chronicle.
And I know a lot of people do Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge does the same thing. Yeah. They give you the libtard.
Well, look,
here's the thing. It has news.
Right. So I want to say something because, see, Carlos brought a great point in that I think a lot of the younger generation is where they're getting the news. I know this because folks, I see it all the time. I'm hooked on TikTok. I'm hooked on TikTok, and you know, and I see this, that a lot of people are getting their information from TikTok. And so, you know, we can choose to ignore it, you know, and say, well, whatever, or we can choose
do more research on it.
Yeah. But my point is that, see, people like sound bites. We're not going to sit down, you know, they want news on demand, and a flick of the finger like this, you get the next story and the next story and the next story. And, you know, the more that you watch, the more information that you're getting. So, you know, this is why I say that the legacy media, and I'm calling, I will get to you, Jeremy. I call them the legacy media because no longer are people, you know, going to CNN to get their news. And so what is CNN's response to this? What do you think their strategy would be? Do you think that after all this shit that has happened to them, do you think they're going to start firing all their gropey molesters? Probably not. You know, do you think they're going to start telling the truth? Do you think they're going to start telling you the truth? Oh, God.
No. Hell no.
No.
Okay. But that was my point with the age range.
So what do you guys think that CNN, because they have an answer. What do you think their answer to this now? Knowing that the younger generation is now, you know.
Seeking, I know.
Yeah.
Jeremy. Deny, confuse, counter-accuse. That's what CNN's doing.
Yeah.
They're denying they have a problem. They're, you know, confusing everybody and then counter-accusing. Well, we're not doing that. Daily Wire's doing that, or Fox News is doing that.
But that kind of goes with what my argument is because you, like they just said 18 to 40. What was the number?
39.
18 to 39. Okay. And that was my whole point of asking the question that I asked to let us into that little bit of a rant was, no, they're not. They're not watching CNN. So that means that they're targeting, they're claiming it's all these people, but in reality, it's only this small group of people. Okay. This small group of people are really, truly the age range of what to what? I thought you said 49 for some reason. And I was 49.
49 or 39?
It was 49. And that, 49. Okay. And this is critical. It's critical to say 49. And the reason I say that is because, okay, now we're talking about an age group, 49 years old. What are they? So if let's just say it's 40 to 49, let's say it's a 39 to 49 year period. Those are the people that's where our problem is. That's where our problem is as far as the fear mongering, propaganda, because isn't that bleeding in?
But this is why they want to have. This is why certain show. This is why every show. This is why when you see shows get canceled that were good, and you're like, "Why didn't do?" Because they didn't have good ratings between the 18 and 49. Because they all these shows are based on advertising dollars. That is the key demographic. When somebody wants to advertise on a show, they go, "Okay, what's your? How do you rate in this demographic? You know, for this time." You know, and this is the thing for the Nielsen ratings. They go, well, we hit this. Oh, shit, I'll throw money at you because there's a return on investment. They're not going to be like, well, I only get 100,000 people watching. They're gonna be like, fuck that. I'm not investing in that. Like, it's a loss. So that's why it's way too broad. I agree. But I don't create that. This has been the TV shit for a long time.
I think that range is probably obviously under 18, right? You don't really have an income. You're lucky if your parents take you to the mall and give you $20 to buy a Starbucks, right? So I can understand that window. And then 50 and above, right? Those people are more concerned about what they're spending their money on.
Right.
So because they're looking, I'm retiring in 10 years. I need to have my ducks in a row, blah, blah, blah.
Right. So that's why, like,
CNN is full of shit. CNN is full of shit.
Well, it's not CNN that's doing this. This is Nielsen. This is like
national.
Okay.
This is like a marketing.
Again, I'm going to go back to who the hell is the Nielsen person? Because I'd love to have a conversation with them.
Well, it's not just Nielsen. What is it?
No, I know, but I'm telling you, Nielsen then needs to be checked off of our list of somebody to try and use as a source because they're clearly not reporting.
Just them. It's Madison Avenue, right? Madison Avenue is the generic term for the marketing world, right? That is their. God only knows how they came up with this number, but that
I'll tell you how they've been bought. They've been bought by the same liberal dumbasses. Yeah, they've been bought. There's no way in God's green earth. Show me the fucking numbers. I want to see them.
Wine is it?
No.
The liquor hits.
Oh, my
good.
God. That's not.
Well, hold on. The point that I wanted to make. So CNN, obviously, like we were saying, is a dumpster fire. But what is their answer to their demise to counter what's happening? And Jeremy, I think you mentioned Daily Wire. So if you guys haven't been paying attention, the Daily Wire is doing very, they're succeeding with subscriptions. They're gaining a lot of momentum and a lot of followers.
I'm a join.
So CNN.
Good job, Shapiro.
Yes. So CNN, what did they do? CNN Plus.
CNN Plus.
their online subscription version. Oh, yeah. And Don Lemon's touting about how he's going to be, you know, running his show where he's going to be different. And that
Don Lemon.
Yeah,
Don Lemon. Well, and remember, they're owned by CNN is owned by Warner Media, so that's their whole thing is to get to that streaming thing, right? HBO Plus, you know, HBO Max, CNN Plus.
So
that's their business model, right? Because they see this.
So I have a question about so. Obviously, CNN is trying to start their streaming, whatever subscription service. How many subscription services do you think the consumer public is accepting of? Right. Because right now I've got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon. HBO Max.
Disney.
Oh, my God.
Prime Video.
Wait.
Yeah, so Prime, well, obviously Prime Video came with our Amazon Prime, right? But we've had Netflix for probably a decade now.
Yeah, but you know that there is a cash from it.
Wait, say that louder.
There is a cash with Prime Video. Even though if you have Prime Video apparently free because you have Amazon Prime, you still have a bunch of stuff that you have to pay for.
Yeah, it depends on. But that's with all of them. All of them have that.
Yeah, Netflix has their library. Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Price increase.
I know a lot of people that are pissed with Amazon.
So
I'm so pissed with Amazon. It's so expensive.
Everybody, to your point, I think if we all added up how many subscriptions we had, we can easily buy a computer for the show that just blew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how they get you. Like, I have an Office 365 account that I've been paying for forever. I know we've had this
conversation. Oh, I have like three tenants.
Right. No, but like, you know, you pay the $7.95 to Microsoft every month for shit that I don't even use. I should just buy 2019 or 2022 and be done with it.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that later. Yeah.
And then, so that's like $7. Then I got Peacock. I got Peacock Premium. Peacock. So it's like, and then you have Stars.
Tim.
That's all the NBC shit.
You only subscribe because it has cock in it. So
on this cover,
yeah, that's right. Stars
P and cock.
HBO Max.
Subscribe.
Direct TV fucking stream. Fucking. I got Netflix
and Apple
Amazon.
TV. Don't you have Apple?
No.
Oh, I thought you had.
I have Netflix, an Apple TV, but not the Apple TV subscription.
Oh, okay.
Because Direct TV, I get pretty much every fucking channel I need anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But you start adding it up because that's why, like, when I cut the cord, I was adding everything. Oh yeah, this is gonna be cheaper. I'm like, fuck, man, I might as well just go turn my dish back on, man. Because I'm like, I'm spending fucking, I think, more money on this a la carte shit.
Well, you know what I mean? The thing is, it's on demand, right? I mean, it's the convenience of watching it when
and
you
they put
want.
Content
without Carmen. That's the wine talking, bitch.
But they put content
without commercials.
It's not even about without commercials. They also put out exclusive content to that stuff. Don't open that shit on the carpet.
It's just seltzer.
Don't, you know, they put exclusive content on there that, like, if you really want to see this, like, Candace Owens, all she's been doing some great interviews lately.
Yeah.
But to see it, you actually have to pay for the Daily Wire subscription.
Right.
Right. So now it's like, all right, do I care more about conservative media and supporting that? Or do I want to watch the same fucking movies over and over that I've seen 10,000 times?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I'm like, I'm about to start cutting everything because I'm like, I don't know. I watched it all.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same problem I'm running into. When I have a few free minutes and I want to sit down and watch a show, I start out on Netflix, seeing all those, not interested in those. Go to Hulu, not interested in any of that shit. Go to HBO Max, seeing all the stuff on there I want to see. Go to Disney Plus, right? And I have to admit, Disney Plus is probably the one that's getting me because I'm into the Mandalorian, the Boba Fett, the Star Wars, and they're coming out with more and more, right? Yeah. So that one, but of course it's once a week, and you know, so I have to wait a week to get the next one.
As I'm listening to this conversation, it's funny because. Yeah. You know, talk about first world problems. Like, oh my God, I've seen everything. Oh,
I got to tell you.
In the meantime, Carlos is sitting here and going, fuck all of you. For the first 20 years of my life, I didn't have any of these issues. I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I had to watch the Cuban television. By the time that I left Cuba, we had like four channel.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was my childhood. Jesus. We grew up with four channels. Yeah. ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS.
Castro is great. Second channel. Castro is great. Third channel. Yeah. Castro is great. Fourth channel. Castro is great.
Yeah. So Carlos just called you an asshole because you got cartoons that were amazing and the little Roadrunner. And
that's why America is wonderful. And that's why Carlos now lives here instead of Cuba.
See, we got to get back on this.
Tim, you got it wrong, though, because that fourth channel, Tim, I think you got it wrong because that fourth channel was probably like, Castro's not good. Castro's great.
Castro's okay. Castro's great.
CNN, the Castro News.
Castro is better.
Okay, Castro.
CNN. Yeah.
Castro greater than Trump.
So let's really back. Yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
Let me tell you something real quick about the news in Cuba. They talk to you about the government, you know, the Castros and everything that apparently is good about what they are doing. That is, you know, BS. But most of the time, bro, they talk to you more about what is going on in other countries than what is going on within our country.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, in Afghanistan. I don't give a shit what is going on in Afghanistan. Let me tell me what is happening in Cuba.
You know what?
I know what I have to do.
That
tomorrow
is such a great point because that's happening. It's happening right now in the United States. The news is so obsessed with the border in Ukraine and fucking Russia, and they're "What about the border about here?"
Yeah.
Let's talk about the border here. But you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so to stay on that point, you said that they told you about what was happening, like Afghanistan or other countries. Okay, did they tell you what was happening there in a positive light? Or were they telling you what was happening there so that you felt like, oh, I'm so glad that I live in Cuba and that I'm not living in Afghanistan?
Yes to that. And also they would tell me about it to a point that I would hate what the U.S. military is doing over there.
They put a spin on it.
See, that's super important, right?
It's always about...
Yeah, exactly.
USA is the worst country in the world.
So this is what's happening in Afghanistan because of America. Exactly. This is what's happening in Kuwait because of America.
Right.
This is what's happening in Saudi Arabia because of America. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is that what you saw?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you saw.
Exactly what I saw.
Okay.
Like, this is what is going on in Cuba because of United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything that is wrong with my country, for them is because
it's right out of the playbook.
United States, which is bullshit.
And if you go back, what, a year or 2 years of our episodes, if you go back to 2019, remember when the UK and Germany and those countries, they had Red Man Bad, remember? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were doing the big floats and they were talking about how horrible the US was. Orange Man's bad.
Orange Man bad.
Okay. Sorry, whatever. Red Man, Orange Man, whatever.
It's the liquor.
It's the liquor. The point was made.
I got you.
But it was the same Thank you, Saul. So, but the point was the same thing, right? We, like, the UK was putting out these reports about how horrible things were going on in the US and how it was impacting the UK. And I mean, we're seeing it right now. You played what, I think it was 3 months ago, you played the commercials that, please, yeah. you, if
sponsored
you,
American.
If you put sponsor an American, sponsor an American, because yeah. it's, we're now a third world country, and sponsor an American, it's only going to cost you 10 cents a day or whatever their German, you know, Euro cents was, whatever. But it's the same concept. We're heading down the same path.
But here's the deal. This is something that's interesting, because to your point, when they say, look at all these other countries and America kind of caused these problems. Part of that's not a lie. Let's be real. Like, we all look at this and say, yeah, America on the home front. But we go into these other countries and say, we want to spread democracy. We're doing this in the name of democracy. We go into, you know, we go down to Libya and that whole fiasco with Benghazi and all that, right? Gaddafi. We take Gaddafi out. He's a threat to democracy. Look at Libya now. They have full-blown slave trade going on there. That's not bullshit. That's not fallacy. You have real life, real day-to-day slave trade going on. They are capturing people there, blacks and everything, putting them in and selling them to the highest bidders right now. That was under Obama, because we want to spread our democracy. Go look at Syria. Go look at pictures. I don't know if I sent this to you guys today, but before we started bombing Syria in the name of democracy, go look at that city. Go look at that country. It was beautiful. There was cars on the road. Yeah, they might have been living under some dictatorships, but shit was clean. Now you look at it, you see the fucking haze. Every building is destroyed. Yeah, that's real fucking democracy. You know what I mean?
No, that's not democracy.
Right, but we, the United States, went in there in the name of liberating for democracy and caused this fucking chaos. When we don't even have our own shit in this country fixed. So, that's why this war shit. Yeah,
okay, so I
go look at it.
I'm gonna make a point of that, because to a certain extent I agree with you, Tim, but then you lose me, and I'll tell you where you lose me. See, the question is, America, the beacon of hope, is watching a country, say a country like North Korea, South Korea, right? That peninsula that was having the issue. Okay, then we look at Vietnam, then we look at. What was another country that that the United States fought in, that there was nothing that was gained?
Korea. We fought in Korea. We lost. Okay. We fought in Vietnam. We
didn't
lost.
Lose
we
in Korea. Fucking... We didn't lose in Korea. So, but let me finish my point.
Yeah, we did. We didn't win.
We South Korea is free today because U.S. military intervened. That's the truth. Okay.
We didn't take the communism. Still spread there. No, we didn't.
South Korea. South Korea is free.
Even most people say America did not win that war.
Let me finish my point. Okay,
so it was not even a war.
The point that I'm trying to make here is this: okay, is the America the sole superpower of the world? Should we try to spread democracy? Now, there is good intention there. Okay, I won't take that away, but it has been circumvented. To your point, Tim. To where now the left uses it, and we can say that about what happened in countries like the Eastern European countries with close to Yugoslavia. What was that called? God damn it.
Yugoslavia, Serbia. No,
Serbia. That whole war where there was literally, they got a bunch of people out and a lot of people died, dude. Because we intervened. The United States should not have intervened. And we were on the side of the freaking people who were murdering and doing fucking genocide. And so, look, I'm with you. I'm with you. That America has taken some things that have done. But I believe that that's led by a lot of leftists who have different agendas. Because, see, when we've intervened, for example, in Latin America in the past, we intervened to stop the spread of communism. Is communism a threat? Of course it is. Did we want Russia, our neighbors in Cuba, with fucking missiles pointed right at the United States? Of course not. We didn't want to. So should the United States have done, something, helped out? Look, we can argue either way on here. And you know, a lot of times the presidents in history who were on the right, like Reagan, who tried to fight this, were very criticized very much. But there's a lot of Latin American countries today that remain free because the United States intervened. So I'm not, it's not as easy as saying, well, America intervenes and it fucks shit up. Well, no.
When we start bombing people, right. Like, look, you want to arm the people to fight their own wars? Cool. Give them the guns. But don't be the ones bombing and doing all this shit. We going in, you're leaving these countries worse off. I mean, I'm sorry. They are worse. As much as people say, when at least with Gaddafi and all this shit, he, you know, if you fucked a child, he killed your ass. Here,
see,
you fuck a kid, they fucking, oh, we need hashtag map or whatever the fuck they call it. You know what I mean? Like,
but see, it's a chess game, Tim, because look, we can say, well, you know,
cities are fucked up.
We can say, oh, well, America, we're just going to stay within our borders and forget it. Let China and let Russia, let all these other countries invade over the rest of the world, but we'll be fine. That's a lie. And the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor proved that. America cannot just be we're not going to help nobody and we're just going to mind our own business.
I didn't say not help.
It's like, not stop just that.
Bombing. It's stop doing the fucking carpet bombings. Like, we just fucking bombed again in fucking Syria. We had a bullshit in Syria where kids got fucking killed in the building because they got fucking let them off because we're going in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think you're you also have to remember the United States of America is a melting pot. Like,
it's all a crock of shit. It's becoming a crock of shit. It's a fucking melting pot.
It's been
garbage.
Are you kidding? We're fucking founded on being a melting pot.
Now it's becoming a leftist garbage.
It doesn't matter. The point of it is we were founded on being a melting pot.
Hold on a minute.
Look, I'm the first one to say when the whole Osama bin Laden shit was happening and the way that Afghanistan was taken over, I was the first one to go, you know what? Make it a fucking kitty litter box. The US troops and their airlines, their pilots and their bomb the shit out of it. And guess what? And make my kitty litter cheaper for my kitty cats. I was the first one to say that. And then I had to take a step back and I go, okay, let me rethink this whole thought process and this whole, right. But I'm being real. Okay, hold on. My friends, my family, I pulled my kids out of school because they are trying to, the schools, the public fucking schools and the government, federal government here is trying to get my children, my white haired, blue eyed kids, my blonde haired, blue eyed children are supposed to hate everybody that they love because they're not blonde hair and blue eyed. And oh, by the way, while you're at it, kill yourself, you little bitch, because you're blonde hair, blue eyed. Fuck all of that.
These
we need to go back to
leftist ideas. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, in the meantime,
ideas are destroying but in the, this country.
But guess what? It's not the leftist ideas that are bombing these other countries to keep some salvation in them.
When George Soros and all them fund all these fucking NGOs and all these fucking things. Once it comes,
see,
this is all facts. It's happening.
Tim, do you agree that America does have interests worldwide? And that we should keep some bases in some places, some strategic places so that we can keep China and Russia in check.
100%.
Yes.
I'm all about strategic. I'm not all about going. Yes. I'm about strategy because that's chess, right? You're playing chess. Mm-hmm. But going in and just starting bombing all this shit because, hey, 10% for the big guy because that fucking pipeline that's going through there is being held up by the government. So we start fucking doing this shit.
To your point, Tim.
The politics behind all this crazy.
In a place that we can agree on. Which is the recent struggle in Afghanistan. And if you guys didn't know this, there's documentaries on this, that at a certain point when because we had grand illusions that we were going to be able to convince these people that they could embrace freedom and but what was happening on the ground, and this was evident, a lot of people knew this, but there was documentaries, go YouTube them. They're on YouTube, folks. And what they would show is that the American soldiers were trying to train these guys on how to have, you know, how to be freaking ready for combat. And guess what they found? These people were half-baked most of the time when they're supposed to be on duty. Fucking doped out, on drugs and all this shit. And they're not interested in defending their country. They don't care. And no, so to your point, right, Tim, I'm with you there. Those people, why the fuck are we wasting billions of dollars to try to teach them this? What we should have done from the get was said, you know what? We're not going to treat you, but teach you. But what we are going to do is we're going to have a military base right there in Afghanistan, because guess what, motherfuckers? You are so close to Russia, and that's a strategic point. We should have been honest from the beginning and said, we need to have this base here because this is our interest. Fuck anybody who disagrees. That's what we should have done. But instead, we try to cloak it under the idea that, oh, no, we're going to spread democracy, when those people don't fucking want democracy.
Right. And then look what happened. Look what happened. We tried telling them, oh, women could do this. We told them to fucking get rid of everything they knew in their culture, right? The Muslim culture. I'm not saying I agree with it or not. But you went in and you tried, and we're gonna change it all. There's a lot of people, a lot of those fucking cavemen over there that like Sharia law. They like that. They want to, and then what did they do? As soon as the Taliban came in, they gave them everything.
Wait,
and,
but not only right. that. Not only, sorry, Heidi, but not only that, Tim. And this was where we fucked up, is that, see, woke leftists got in control of the military. And what did they do in the embassy of Afghanistan, in the epicenter of fucking the Muslim world, who do you think that they're going to embrace LGBTQ?
Islam.
Do you think they're going to embrace the LGBTQ? So what did the military commanders do? They put a fucking flag in the middle. And then they thought that people were going to embrace this, the people out there. That goes to show you how fucking ignorant they were in the place that they are in the world. So I'm with you, Tim. There, that is stupid. Why are we trying to sell this idea of liberty in the way that we understand it to people who are stuck in the fucking 13th century and want to create the new caliphate?
They don't want
I'm with you.
But it's more than that. Americans, I'm sorry. This goes back 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. You go visit. No, that's not even say, hold on. You would never, ever survive in any of the European countries ever. And I'll tell you why. You have a mouth. You have no idea how to fucking respect another human being. Okay. You have an opinion, you have a mouth, and you don't care about somebody else's thoughts or feelings or anything else. That's the American way. Let's be real. That's the American way. When I was stationed America. In England, I picked and chose who I went to go visit my British family. I was embarrassed by my own peers to take them into my British world to introduce them to my British family because they didn't know how to behave. Let's be real. They had zero understanding of somebody else's culture. And that's exactly what's wrong with us going into Afghanistan. Guess what? It's fucking the Muslim world. Respect their fucking rules. Hey, guess what? If I go into a Jewish household, I'm not going to say Merry Christmas because I respect the fact that you are Jewish and it's going to be Happy Hanukkah. I go out of my way because I'm a human being. I'm a human being. And guess what? I want you to treat me the way I'm going to treat you. Where did that happen? Yeah. Where did we lose that from the Christian word? Where did we lose that from God's choice to say eye for eye? Treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated.
You just answered your own question. Where do we lose it? We took religion out of
that. It's not even that. It's not even that. It's the person that thinks that they're better than somebody else.
You took religion out of everything.
But it goes further than that. Because, Jeremy's an atheist. He still has respect.
But he was raised with...
In the garden.
Well, then what happened with you? Because
you guys are my friends. I don't give a shit. I talk shit. But, I mean, a total stranger. I don't do that to a total stranger.
We go in public. We go in public. We go in public and you're still loud. You still have your conversation at the table. Yeah, you still don't worry about who's listening around you.
I'm not telling those little people
at the table, and that still makes you the target. It still brings the attention.
Well, I'm also not giving
with Afghanistan.
A little alcohol talk here right now, but we got to reel it in, guys. Let's reel it back in.
It's not. It's not, though.
Real quick, the whole point of all this, changing the reason why I say this Western leftist ideology, because it's not just American Western ideology, it's all Western fucking leftist ideology from Europe to here to fucking down in South America, because every half those places are all socialist now and communist. Okay, nobody wants to talk about that.
Right.
These people say free Palestine. Okay. LGBTQ people say free Palestine. You know what would happen to them if they went into Palestine and said, I'm with you. You know what's
happening? They don't want to go. They don't want to go. Oh, they want to send somebody else.
Right. But think about that. These people, the Muslim religion does not tolerate fucking LGBTQ shit. Sorry. And these people, this is how good the people that are brainwashing these people. They're convincing people that this type of people are good, but they really hate you. But they walk up, I love Palestine. It's like, dude, if a Palestinian sees that LGBT, that fucking rainbow flag flown in front of their face, you're dead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're going to burn like you alive in a cage or throw you off the roof of a 12-story building.
No, it's going to be what like are you the video. Thinking, it's going to be like the video that Saul showed last week. While I'm beating you, I'm going to sing BLM, right?
They're not even going to pretend BLM. They're going to burn you in a cage alive or throw you off a 12-story building.
But that's why I say it's like the best. It's the best ruse because you've just convinced, let's say 30 to 40%, right, of this country, of all these countries, to believe in people that hate them. So that when they come in, like, you're just setting it up for them to be taken over. You're setting up for the conquest because they've been indoctrinated. They're weak minded. They've been told this shit.
Okay, well, I want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, I did want to make one point. I did want to make one point here, and which is this, and then we'll go to move on to Whoopi. But see, I think one of the things that happens is in the reason why, like Carlos was saying, Cuba can show news about Afghanistan and portray the United States in a bad light, and other countries can say, "Oh, see, America imperialist, blah blah blah." Eastern Europe or the European countries do this a lot. And Trump was addressing this with NATO, right? Because they have the luxury of saying, "Well, United States took the lead here, and we they absolved themselves from the fucking responsibility of what there's." See, it is in the interest of the European countries to make sure that they keep Russia and China in check, but they don't want that responsibility. So what they do is they leave the United States to take care of it, and if anything goes wrong, they can be like, "Well, it wasn't our fault. Bad America." And along with Tim, I'm with Tim. Look, we should not be doing it all alone. There should be a NATO a coalition. And if they don't want to be involved, then fuck them. I'm with you there. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to Whoopi Goldberg. So Whoopi Goldberg recently, she's under fire right now, and she might get fired. I don't even know what's going to happen there.
I think
she's
that girl.
She's upset.
That broad.
So what did she do? Do you guys know what she did?
No.
Okay, let me tell you.
No, start from the beginning. Start from the beginning on what she said.
So I'm going to show you the video of what she said, and this was on the View. Okay, now, but watch this with the understanding of her leftist view of the world. Okay, so let me play this video of Whoopi Goldberg. And so you can hear it, not from me, but you can hear from her own mouth.
Going to do this, then let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
No,
it's not about race.
It's about a different race,
but it's not about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy.
But these are two Roma. White groups of people.
Well, that was after black people.
They didn't see them as white people.
But you're missing the point. The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley. Let's talk about it for what it is. It's how people treat each other. It's a problem. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, because black, white, Jews, everybody eats each other. So is it, if you're uncomfortable, if you hear about mouse, should you be worried? Should your child say, "Oh my God, I wonder if..."
Okay, so let me say this point, and then we'll jump, everybody can jump in. But you guys heard what she said, okay? So the point she's making is that it's not about race, guys. The whole Holocaust, the killing of 6 million Jews was not about race. Now, I have a theory here on why she said what she said, because I think we are all in agreement here that was a foolish thing to say.
Yeah.
And I think, Jeremy, you have some things that Hitler has said himself about race. And I'm going to let you read that here. But first, let me tell you what I believe, the theory that I have here. See, I don't think she's anti-Semitic. You know, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is. But her statements have anti-Semitic origins. And the reason I say that is I don't think that these were her original thoughts. In other words, I don't think she was like, oh, well, this. No, I think she read this somewhere or saw a YouTube video somewhere where somebody was who aligned with her leftist ideologies. And like sometimes how we all do, we stay up past our bedtime watching fucking, you know, you get stuck in the whole video, next video, next video. I think this is what happened with her. And she ended up in some fucking racist cesspool that is inevitable with leftist thought. Let me finish my point here, folks. The Nazis were leftists, not far right. So don't believe the Democrats don't believe the Democrats lies. They were leftists. What did they say? They called themselves the Nationalist Socialist Party. Okay, it wasn't about religion, which is what the right aligned with. This was a leftist ideology. So, Jeremy, I'm going to let you read some of those quotes that prove the point.
Yeah, hold on. What? Heidi is disagreeing.
Fully, 100%, wholeheartedly disagree with that comment right there.
Okay. Which comment?
Because the Nazi regime was not a right movement or a left movement, like you say. They were not a left movement, like you say.
I agree.
You are comparing the Nazi movement to a Democrat left thought process, and I fully 100% disagree with that.
I didn't say
the Jewish.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Jewish religion, the Jewish community align with the Democratic thought process. The Nazi movement, the Nazi regime, we need to separate that a lot, because Hitler was different than the Nazis. So, I mean, like, you draw a line there somehow, because I totally disagree. And even today, Jews even today align with the Democrats and the progression of what the leftist movement is doing today. They're churches. I've been to bar mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs.
What was the, because we were talking he was saying the National Socialist movement, right? So
no, he said that the Nazis were lefts. They weren't.
Yes. And the reason I say that is because they were called the National Socialist Party. Okay.
I understand.
Who aligns with socialists? The left does.
I'm just telling you it was right. Okay. But it was not. It's not what you.
Okay. I'll take your point. You disagree. But again, the reason I'm telling you is because go read everything that he wrote. The words, the ideas that he espoused to are leftist ideas of big government.
Let's go back to what I just said.
Yep.
Let's go back to what I just said. You said the Nazi movement was a leftist movement. And now you're saying remember, the Nazi movement started in 1918. Okay. Hitler didn't come into that picture till decades later.
Okay. So let me read to you.
So let's divide them.
Okay. So let me read to you.
Divide them though, because the original Nazi movement was not the Hitler movement.
Great.
They are decades apart from each other.
I know that you think that, Heidi, but let me read to you what Hitler himself said about his ideas. He said,
when did Hitler say this?
During his rise to power. Okay.
What year?
Heidi, I can't have a conversation with you if you don't let me talk. Okay, so here's the deal.
She is letting you talk.
No, because she's asking me. She's pressing me. She's like, I don't know the exact year. I don't know how that makes a difference. These are his ideas.
It does make a difference.
Okay, but can I finish?
It makes a difference it makes a difference because the Nazi regime started in 1918. Hitler didn't come on until was it 1935?
I don't remember.
And the reason I'm bringing this up,
let me ask you a question. Because does Biden represent the Democratic Party today? They voted for him. They voted for him. So you can say that the Nazis didn't like Hitler, but they fucking voted for him. This is who they supported. So obviously
Hold on. Hitler was like leading the party in 1921. It was founded in 1921.
There you go. Okay. So let me read to you what he said. These are his words.
It's a progression.
He said, we are socialist. We are enemies of today's capitalistic economic system. for the exploitation of economically weak, with its unfair salaries, with its unseemly evaluation of human being according to wealth and property instead of responsibility and performance. We are determined to destroy the system under all conditions. Who does that sound like, folks? That's the left today.
Bernie Sanders.
It's not the right. The right doesn't talk about ending capitalistic systems. That's the left. Okay, but I what I did want to have Jeremy read to counter what Whoopi Goldberg said, that this was not about race.
Yeah. Jeremy, so the one kind of quote or whatever you want to call it from Hitler that kind of strikes, I guess, best at this point was the quote, "With satanic joy in his face, the black-haired Jew youth lurks in wait for the unsuspecting girl whom he defiles with his blood, thus stealing her from her people."
I don't know how much more about race that can be. That's clearly about race. Whoopi Goldberg is dead wrong in what she said.
Well, and so to that point, right, apparently a lot of people agree with you because she's no longer on The View.
I think she got suspended. I don't know if they're going to fire her.
She's at least suspended
by ABC. But you got to remember what she cited is critical race theory. So
right, she's angry about race, and that's fine. But you can't spew that into every aspect of your life and everyone else's life. Right. That's
her radicalization. So when you look at who is it, Abraham Kendi and all that, the guy that helped, you know, get CRT and his, you know, that ideology in more into mainstream. Those are the things they say, right? So like last week or 2 weeks ago, the ABL, they actually changed their definition of racism. Okay, listen to this shit.
Wait, what's the ADL?
Anti-Defamation League. The Anti-Defamation League.
Oh, Anti-Defamation League. Okay.
So they turned around and changed their definition. Good thing their people still have fucking like real dictionaries. So they changed the term of, they changed the definition of racism like last week. And listen to this shit. Racism, marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people, right? Mm-hmm. So what Whoopi was saying was right in line with critical race theory. But right after she said this, right, ADL came out and they changed the definition yesterday after this shit blew up.
Wow.
They changed the definition. See. And they put in parentheses, interim definition of racism. So all of a sudden, racism, they have an interim definition. Racism occurs when individuals or institutions show more favorable evaluation or treatment of an individual group based on race or ethnicity. Professor Robert Livingston, the conversation who, you know, who, and then for more about this definition, click here. But Whoopi Goldberg cited CRT, and they say CRT is not only in college taught, it's nowhere else. She fucked up by saying this because people were like, that's CRT. So all the damage control that everybody was doing exactly. To change all their... So she proved 100% that she's been indoctrinated to critical race theory. She's been spewing it for years on The View in different ways. And she stepped over the line because there's Jewish women on there. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I can get
it sounds like.
But that goes back to my argument was that the Jewish community has always aligned with Black Lives Matters, has always, at least in the U.S.
I think this is what I think to counter what you're saying. Heidi.
We disagree. That's all.
To counter what you're saying, Heidi, because I know you're saying that the Jewish community votes left. But you gotta understand the history, right? This is a people that has been persecuted for thousands of years.
Thousands.
They have, folks. I mean, that's why we call them the canary.
I agree.
In the coal mine.
Well, why?
Because whenever a tyrant, as soon as they take control, these are the people that suffer the demise. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know why people. This is history. But here's what's happened. Okay, now.
Let's talk about why.
That's what I was gonna.
We don't know why.
Hold on. Let me talk about early on during the Crusades and everything that was happening as Jerusalem was being conquered, and you know what I mean, like, and it was changing hands, and it went through so many empires. The Christian movements or the quote unquote Christian movements of that time did a lot of bad things. They did, folks. We cannot deny that. They did it to Jewish people. Okay, because in their minds, they looked at the Jewish people and they said, well, you murdered Christ and therefore you're going to suffer consequences, or they were indifferent to their plight. Okay, this is true. Now, this is why, Heidi, I believe that they aligned with the leftists, the people who are secular, because in the history, in their history, predominantly, there was a lot of that persecution by European religious folks who still to this day, folks, and I've seen it myself. I mean, what's his name? Ted Cruz was in one of those meetings where he was with some Christians from Eastern Europe, and he was talking about the Jewish community and their plight. And they're like, stop talking about the Jews. They hate the Jews. And these are Christian people. Yeah. And so this is why I think the Jews take that approach, and they're like, well, they don't trust. And so what happens? They come to America. And America is founded on with religious principles. They're not the same Eastern European Christian folks. They're just not. It's very different. In fact, there's a pro-Jewish sentiment here in the United States. And so they vote leftist not because they align with their values, like you're trying to insinuate, Heidi. They vote with the leftists because they don't trust, because their history is full of religious people who have persecuted them. That's why.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Nope. Okay. I can. Yeah. That's why I wanted the clarification is because we're aligning them with one, you know, saying, like, for example, it drove me nuts. It made all of us in this room crazy that they kept calling us Nazis. And we were, you know, because Orange Man bad, we were Hitlers. We were white supremacists. We were. No, that's not the case at all. And let's be realistic. The Jews and the Jewish community, they are capitalistic in the fact when it comes to their money. Right. I mean, they are. And they are traditionalists in their religious beliefs. And they are. But I went to a bat mitzvah not long ago. I could not believe the progression in the building. I have friends and family and loved ones that are very close to me that are Jewish, that it blows my mind the way that they look at, like, you love your money, you love your family, you love your religion, and yet, and you're not going to,
I think,
like, right, but now look at Carla. Wait, yeah, hold on. Okay,
so to your point, I think what you said, Saul, really helps clarify that. Because remember, we're talking to listeners.
Right. Yeah. So about Carlos's story, right? And you hear, and it's not just it, it's a lot of people that come from communist countries. When they hear the same leftists that embrace, you know, that they say, we stand with the Jews, but then they say, oh, free Palestine, which it doesn't go hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But when he goes, well, we've heard this story before, we've heard the same line, we don't believe them. So we lean more conservative because they're saying, no, we want freedom. And that's why I'm here. The other side says, well, we don't give a shit about religion. We love everybody. Well, I'm going to cater that because this religion, these people have destroyed me forever. So I'm going to align with this. And this is what I know. But really.
Wait. Oh, so hold on. Tim and I guess Saul and I don't know. You're saying that the Jewish people in general align more with democratic beliefs because of the fact that the conservatives are a more religious person.
They don't even believe. It's not even that they believe in it. It's not even that they believe more. It's just that they, to Saul's point, it's not a belief thing. This is what burned us before. So we're going to check this box. Oh, and by the way, we're talking about the US. We're not speaking for anybody else in the rest of the world, just United States Jewish.
I think let me put this way. One of the unique attributes, characteristics of the Jews is that they're not just a race. See, when you say Jewish, you're talking about a race, but you're also talking about religion.
Religion.
Okay. Yeah. So you got to make, and so when we say Jewish people, which ones are we talking about? Look, I've been to Israel. I in Tel Aviv, you go to Tel Aviv, that's a modern city. It's like any Western city in the United States. It is. Okay, you go to Jerusalem, you're going to see all the different, the city is divided into all these different sections that are controlled by all these different religious groups that are, in my opinion, they're stuck in the fucking 14th century. It is. That's how the contrast there is. And so when you talk about Jewish people, are we talking about the secular Jew? Are we talking about the religious Jew? Okay. So, and the secular Jew, even to this day, they hold on to their traditions. They still have bat mitzvahs. They still have this, and they still call themselves Jews. And so I think that's some of the confusion that's added here, is that a lot of people, which ones are you referring to? So the secular Jew will align with leftists because, again, in their minds, they see the religious people and they say, bad, these people will burn us at the stake. Because it happened.
And some of my opinion,
you don't even know anymore.
Yeah, you don't. And some of my opinion comes from, because I did take the time to sit down and listen to the 27 hours of Anne Frank. And I sat and I listened to, so I've listened to these stories. I've listened to the, and then I, of course, remember I lived there 5 years of my life and I saw that freaking wall and knew in my very young years what was on the other side of that wall. Like, I was in Germany before that wall came down. Like the stories of my dad, what he had to go through while he was working for NATO. So that's why to my point earlier, a few moments ago, Saul, you're right. You tied it up. And the only reason why I was bringing up a different point to argue or to say something different is because we have listeners out there that I want them to understand there's more to this than just this one little box. Mm-hmm. And look outside that box, because there's a lot more going on than just, you know, they're not all capitalists. They're not all red. They're not all Republicans. They're not all right thinking.
There's plenty of Jewish conservatives. There's plenty of, you know,
but a good majority of the U.S. Jewish community.
They do. They vote left.
Vote Democrat. They vote left. And they don't vote left for any other reason other than just blind. This is what happened because they were Hitler spewed bullshit. Yeah. He spewed capitalism and he used the word capitalism in his speech. Speech that was just read. Yeah, but he just read going after the capitalists.
He was going after capitalists. Yes.
Right. Right. When that's not true, that's not entirely true. He was going after a Jewish community. There was a hate towards his own delineation. Towards his own ancestry line.
No, Heidi.
Remember,
because
he was Jew.
Wait, hold on, Heidi. Because
they controlled the banks and everything back then.
Hold on. Let me make this point because Heidi, they were leftists, and I'll tell you why. See, when we look at and this is bad because we should know all the facts, and a lot of people don't know this. As many 6 million Jews were killed, but as many people who were non-Jews were also killed by the Nazis. So it wasn't just Jews who died. Okay. And so who were these people? Right. And so this is why I say that it was a leftist movement that the left today now wants to hide and say, well, this wasn't us. But let me tell you where they align with the leftists. They had the same pervasive use of misinformation. Where do we see that today? We're talking about CNN. The same strong links to Islamic groups. We may get into that, but let me, because I have a list. The same willingness to advance gun control laws. Look it up, folks. The Germans brought on gun control laws right before they took power. They the same stupid ideas for more and more social programs. Look it up. Who is that today? That's the left. The same desire to control the economy. The same emphasis on government jobs. The same obsession with total control of education and indoctrination of kids. You guys remember Hitler Youth? This is the left, the same dislike of profit, the same flirtation with anti-Semitism, the same violent rejection of freedom, freedom of thought, of speech. The Nazis abolished religion. Name me a right group who abolishes religion. So this is why I say that they were leftists. They killed more again as many other people who were non-Jews. It wasn't just Jews. All right, so we're gonna we have to wrap this up, guys. We've done 2 hours. Shit.
Right. Heidi drank an entire bottle of wine.
Heidi is drunk, ladies and gentlemen. I might cut some of this.
Well, let's just say there are several empty bottles of alcohol on this table right now.
Yeah, and they're not all mine.
Look. And they're not all. Yeah, they're definitely
any,
not
any
all.
Any finishing
Heidi's.
Thoughts that anyone wants to say so that we can close it out?
Oh, Heidi had some that she wanted.
Actually,
to say.
I'm not going to read the whole thing that I was going to read before.
The words.
I find the great thing in the world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving.
Amen.
I love it.
Yes. Honk, honk.
True.
Oh, honk, man, honk. Truckers.
All right. Let's close it out because, again, 2 hours. This is a lot. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. On the next episode, we will get to the Battle of the Generations. So if you want to hear that episode, give us a follow. Hit the like button on our social media. I don't know when Trump's going to throw out his, but it's coming. All right. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.